You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the government announced a proposal to remove sugary drinks from primary schools. I spoke to Dr. Rum Beaglehouse from the New Zealand Dental Association about the announcement and whether it went far enough. The government announced yesterday a proposal to get rid of fizzy drinks in primary schools. What do you think about this proposal?
Oh, look, it's a great step, but the Dental Association believes it doesn't go far enough. We urgently want the government to instigate a policy which includes all of schools. You know, sugary drinks hammer your teeth. They also contribute to obesity and type 2 diabetes.
Dental decay is the most common disease reported amongst children in New Zealand. How best can the government respond to this?
Well, we know that the number one reason children get admitted to hospital is to have their teeth taken out under general anaesthetic. 8,500 kids last year had one or multiple teeth removed because of this. And we know that the number one source of sugar in the New Zealand diet for youth actually comes from sugary drinks. Sugary drinks are decimating kids' teeth. Tens of thousands of kids every year have to go to dentists and dental therapists to get their teeth fixed because of sugary drinks.
How do our rules around sugary drinks for young people compare to other countries around the world?
It's a good question. In many other countries around the world, they have policies that limit sugary drink consumption, such as taxes or levies on sugary drinks. Other countries I've heard also have policies where you can't sell it to kids in certain situations. But the main thing that we know that sugary drinks are causing so many problems, not just the teeth, obviously. And we think it's important that in the school environment that they're not exposed to this harmful substance.
Why do you think it's taken so long for the government to implement this measure?
I think there's been complications around tomorrow's schools and what the government can and cannot say. But we know that there are national advisory guidelines, the NAGs, and there are mechanisms for the government to put in place to protect the health of children.
What is your aspiration for dental health in New Zealand?
Well, ideally, we would like New Zealand kids to grow up being tooth decay free. You know, kids get tooth decay for one sole reason alone, and that's eating or drinking sugar. Because we know that the number one source of sugar actually comes from sugary drinks, it's these drinks that we need to limit and limit the carnage that they're causing to our children.
Is there other ways that the message of sugary drinks can be got across, for example, with advertising campaigns?
Yeah, great question. So ideally what the Dental Association is calling for is junk food marketing restrictions for kids. It's crazy that the All Blacks are sponsored by, you know, junk food companies. You know, our kids worship the All Blacks and the other national sports teams, and all of these sports teams are sponsored by unhealthy products. So, yes, Dental Association is also calling for a sugary drink industry levy, just like in the UK. You know, if you can get a Conservative Prime Minister Boris Johnson passing sugary drink industry levies, surely you can get a Progressive Jacinda passing sugary drink industry levies in New Zealand. I think it's also about a priority. You know, does the government care about the kids of New Zealand? Does the government think it's a priority that kids should go to school tooth decay free? But we know that at least 50% of all 5-year-old kids have tooth decay. And tooth decay is basically another way of saying, you know, body part rotting, a rotten body part. And why do we as a society allow these companies to peddle their drinks, particularly to kids and low-income adults, knowing that their products are causing problems?
And so this is really a public health issue.
It's a major public health issue. And, you know, if you're interested in the health of kids and, you know, young adults, great. If you're not, we'll at least focus on the taxpayers. It's taxpayers that are having to mop up this mess that sugary drinks are causing. You know, basically sugary drinks are the number one reason we get tooth decay, are the number one reason we get obese, and are the number one reason we have type 2 diabetes. And also, the number one complication from type 2 diabetes, besides, you know, blindness, is actually amputation. So, you know, you can make a direct correlation between sugary drinks and amputations in New Zealand. 1,000 adults last year had a limb amputated due to type 2 diabetes complications.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.